This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome, welcome. Hey, welcome. Hello, welcome. Hi there. Come on in. Come on in. Let me take your jacket. Welcome to the Fox Cross America Game Ball presentation ceremony. I am, of course, your host, Jimmy Failla. Every week on this show, we like to highlight a guest or series of guests that move the needle for us intellectually, comedically, one way or the other. This week, we had a little bit of a situation on our hands where the Game Ball recipient was the only one booked on the show. But she, of course, showed up armed with two other guests. Now, we did not plan on having them all on the show at once, but it was one of those situations that descended into a lot of debauchery and fun. Along the way, we got into some substantive stuff as well. I am, of course, talking about Florida Representative Kat Kamick, who called me while she happened to be in the office of Florida Representative Byron Donalds, who happened to be having a chat with Representative Corey Mills. So the three of them wound up on the phone, and we had a lot of laughs, and we talked about the White House cocaine situation and Christopher Wray's testimony in the FBI. It was basically a great way to sum up the week in news through the filter of a lot of fun and ridiculousness. So for that reason, I consider this a fine ambassador to our brand, and I present to you the Fox Across America Game Ball, which goes to Kat Kamick, Byron Donalds, and Representative Corey Mills. She is a woman I know for a fact would never leave her drug stash behind in the White House. Kat Kamick in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
I'm kind of like having fun with this story. Okay, there's a serious aspect to it. There's a ridiculous aspect to it. But just, you know, from the tippy top of this. Okay, let's just start here. Do you buy at face value their explanation that they were unable to determine who brought a bag of white powder into the White House?
Well, let's be honest, Jimmy. We know it was yours.
Good for you. I would be on cocaine. Hold on. Let's stop for a minute. Let's go there since you brought it up.
What's the quarter?
I would be impossible on cocaine. I'm a lot to deal with on coffee because I'm a peppy guy. But that being said, you have the floor.
Well, okay. So that aside, we all know that the White House is covered with cameras. No one gets in or out with Secret Service knowing that it not being on camera, you name it. They have video of every single activity that takes place in there. Mm-hmm. And so, no, I don't think anyone is buying it. The Democrats aren't buying it. I'm not buying it. We all know who it belongs to. We know that this is, again, just another example of the two-tier justice system. And let us not forget that if this was the Trump White House, this would be front page of the news. It would be 24/7 on CNN, MSNBC. And again, the hypocrisy knows no end. But I got to tell you, Jimmy, I'm sitting here with some of your good friends, Byron Donalds and Corey Mills.
Stop it.
And they're showing me, trying to get me to laugh, and I'm trying to focus so hard.
Donalds, trying to kneecap my show. What's going on there, man?
Jimmy, I'm sorry, man, but somebody sent out a meme of whose line is it anyway, and it's very interesting.
Yo, anyway, hold on a second. Yo, Donalds, I tweeted that like 2 weeks ago, and someone jacked the meme. Those bastards. It's okay. I'll forgive.
Okay. That's messed up, man. Listen, copyright infringement, baby.
Let's go. Get on the Hill. Call a hearing. Come on. I really did. I tweeted that like two Sundays ago. That's pretty funny, though. I love that we're just doing radio hits on speakerphone, though. I'm into this. I feel like I'm on the phone with my family.
Yeah, I know. Bad for the listeners, but it's kind of funny, though.
But BD, really quick. Just weigh in, since you guys are here, and I know Mills knows some things as well. Is there anybody sitting in this conversation right now who believes the Secret Service doesn't know how Coke got into the White House?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
And especially in the location that it was found in. This isn't a place for tourists. This isn't a place that you would actually go to. If you know where the Navy mess is, you have to be either invited by a cabinet member to go into the Navy mess, which is right next to the Situation Room. Uh-huh. And to even get into the Situation Room, you can't be just a member of Congress walking there. Yeah. So you'd have to be, I don't know, maybe a family member of the president.
You don't say. Isn't it amazing to you guys to think, though, that it was once a scandal that Donald Trump had Diet Coke in the White House? They're like, he's got a can of Coke on the desk. Do you believe this? But now we go back to your original recipe, and it's no big deal. This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
This is why we can't have nice things, America. This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
Kat Kamick is on the line if you're just joining us, but it's like Coolio's trunk. Everyone's getting out as the video rolls on the Fantastic Voyage. Everybody's here. We're having a grown-up talk about the state of our nation. It's a mess. Here's a serious point, though, Kat Kamick, and really quickly. If we were to take them at their word that it was found in a place where tourists trafficked, okay, that would mean tourists have the ability to come into the White House and just drop things off, okay? I was saying this earlier. I can't get a bottle of water onto a Delta flight, 12-ounce bottle of water. They pull it right out of my bag. It happens all the time. But you could just drop off a baggie of white powder. There's just no way that's true, Kamick.
Well, we all know that it's not water, Jimmy, so let's just start there.
Good for you. But,
I mean, it's to that point. I mean, you have to go through some pretty tough security to get into the White House. Mm-hmm. Even as a tourist, you are vetted before you're even allowed on the property. So the notion that a tourist dropped this off, by the way, the original story was it was in the library, right? It's like mm-hmm. a game of Clue. It was, you know, Mr. Mustard, oh yeah, Colonel Mustard with the cocaine in the library. Absurd, because that's roped off.
Yeah.
So are you telling me that with all the security, they managed to get this in, they managed to then jump over the rope with the security in place, the cameras in every single room, and it wasn't caught,
mm-hmm.
and they just happened to leave a bag of cocaine? Give me a break. Anyone who's buying this, I have some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you, and please direct them my way, Jimmy, because, you know, things are getting weird over here.
Give out a Venmo. Kat Kamick is on the line. She is here starring in the series finale of America, right there in Washington. But you know what I love about
terrible.
Well, you know what I love about the changing story, though, is like they did originally say the library, but then they changed it because they knew no one believed anyone in this administration had ever spent time in a library. No one. Like, there's no way.
Books are hard.
No one has any idea. Are you kidding me? Stop it, Kat Kamick. There's no world where I'd sign up for that. So I find it funny.
Coloring books in there. That's what I want to know.
Oh, could you imagine? Well, no. Would you? I'm going to stop you right there, okay? And I'm going to defend the president's honor for one second. We're going to have a bipartisan moment of defense. Joe Biden would not have coloring books in the White House. As you know, he would have scratch and sniff.
You literally got Corey and Donald crawled out on this conference table laughing their tails off right now.
You guys, that's what we do. That's why our side, though, for real, is the winning side. We're the only ones having any fun. Do you think anyone on the Democratic side of the aisle is calling in to a radio show, offering substantive points and having a good time? It's not happening. Like, that is why the Republicans are winning, is because people internally want to have fun. You don't want to be at a party and get yelled at for cultural appropriation because you served guacamole. You know what I'm saying? That's not fun, okay? You just want to go have fun. So that's why I think we're winning, Kamick. Game ball to me.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. It's kind of like last night. We had the congressional softball game. Mm-hmm. We're out there raising money for charity, for breast cancer awareness. You know who shows up? The party poopers.
Yeah.
Bunch of protesters. They threw down on mm-hmm. end fossil fuel, stopped the game. Of course, Secret Service and Capitol Police had to stop me because I was approaching them with a baseball bat. But I was up to bat. So, you know, in my defense, I was just going to go have a conversation with them.
Yeah, well, I wanted to let them all run to home plate because it's the only time any of those people were going to score. There's that.
Well, ain't that the damn truth? I actually had some Democrats that are playing in the game run up to them and said, you know, this actually hurts our cause, right? People just don't like you.
Yeah, it just doesn't help. It doesn't help. Really quick, then, a show of hands, which is always great for the radio. Did anybody find FBI Director Christopher Wray credible yesterday?
Well, come on. No, all of us are shaking our heads. Absolutely no. And Jimmy, you know about that weaponization report that just came out this week that showed that Ukraine is directing the FBI to take down social media posts from journalists, State Department, you name it. They're basically directing American intelligence service to do this. It's absurd, obviously a constitutional violation of our rights. But I think right there it proves without a shadow of a doubt, the weaponization of government against American citizens. It proves without a doubt that there is the industrial censorship complex at work here. And it proves that the Biden administration is in cahoots with social media tech giants. And it gets worse, insult to injury, the fact that you have a foreign government directing the censorship of Americans.
That's crazy.
It's BS. We know it. They know it. We're on to them. It's going to stop. We're going to hold them accountable, and we're going to make sure this never, ever happens again.
No, I love that. But because I can't tell, though, honestly, like what bothers me more. It's like, yes, we're getting spied on and government's colluding with big tech on Twitter. But even worse, it's being done by a president who refers to it as the Twitter because he's a little out of it. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Biden's calling over to MySpace.
And now it's tweets, not tweets. It's tweaks.
Yeah, it's tweaks. Does anyone in the room trust Kamala Harris on artificial intelligence?
Oh, well, you know, in her words, it's really complicated. It's two letters, AI. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Byron, Corey, what do you guys have to say about the vice president?
Can I ask Byron a question? Byron, be honest. Yeah. Does Kamala Harris, up until yesterday, think AI meant Allen Iverson?
100%.
They're like, Kamala, what do you think of AI? She's like, great point guard. He was a shoot first point guard.
No. Jimmy, she thought it meant artificial insemination.
Oh, no. And there it went, everybody. There it went. That is going to do it for the Fox Cross America Game Ball presentation ceremony. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will be home eating and drinking myself to death. But assuming I pull through, I'll be back in your radio ear Monday. Until then, have a fabulous weekend, girlfriend.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.